am Yu Tong and a graduate student from University of Florida. And today I just feel sorry about my voice because I just have a cold one day before I came here. So I guess the reason is that I feel so excited about this conference. Anyway, in today's presentation, I'm going to introduce your fantastic hydroponic system to mimic the soil condition and to use this system to stimulate the root health growth and assess the effect of the root health on the physiological characteristics of the barley crops. But before I introduce this fantastic system, I would like to talk about the background information and the importance of this study. Excuse me. So for phosphorus, it's one of the most important macronutrients for plant growth because it plays vital roles in many plants' growth and development process. However, the phosphorus is also considered as the least available and the non-renewable source due to the soil fixation and immobilization process. And it was reported that without the supplement of the phosphate fertilizer, the natural phosphate rock reserves would get depleted in the near 50 to 100 years. Therefore, instead of excessively applying the phosphate fertilizer, it's more important to cultivate or identify the phosphate efficient crops by studying plants' adaptation to the phosphorus deficiency by themselves. And the structure and architecture of the root system is always changed due to the external phosphate concentration. And when plants are suffering from a long-term phosphate stress, the primary root growth would get inhibited, just as this figure demonstrated. However, the lateral root health, and cluster root would be stimulated and grow much more prolific. Among all of these root architectures, the root health is of great importance, and the root health evolved from a single root epidermal cell called tracheoblast, and it's also a tubular-shaped cell. And regarding the root health and the phosphorus, on the one hand, it was reported that the root health can help plants increase the phosphorus uptake by increasing the total surface area of the root. And on the other hand, the root health length and density is also highly regulated by external phosphate concentration. So back to the objective of my study, I was trying to investigate the importance of the root health induced by our fantastic hydroponic system to plant growth and the phosphorus efficiency. And for this system, I'm going to introduce to you in the few slides. So for the plant materials I used, one is the root helix barley root helix mutant, which was discovered naturally, and is called bolt root barley, the BRB, which do not form root health regardless of external phosphate concentration. And another material is its genetic background, the well-type Pallas, which is a spring barley cultivar, and the length, the growth of the root health of the well-type is highly regulated by external phosphate concentration. So here comes to this fantastic system I mentioned many times. So for this one, I have used a split root system, and when the seeds get germinated and the root length reached 5 centimeters, it will be transferred to the greenhouse and grow in these two cups. And in one of the cups, I provide a sparingly soluble phosphate source, tricalcium phosphate, TCP, and when this sparingly soluble phosphate dissolved in the solution, it can release the phosphorus, but keep it at a low concentration. But when this low amount of the phosphorus being uptake by plants, these chemicals can continuously release the phosphate and keep it at a low phosphate level. And on the other side of the split root system, I have used a complete nutrient solution without phosphorus, the CNS-P, to provide plants with the other nutrients to grow. And this was a complete randomized design with 4 replicates. For the data connection, I have done the quantification of the root health parameter, the root health length, and the root health density by a digital microscope connect to digital camera. And also I did the phosphate uptake dynamics. For dynamic study, the plants would be transferred from the measurement solution, from the growth condition to a new measurement solution. And in the measurement solution, I have used 16.1 micromolar soluble phosphate, sodium dihydrogen phosphate, and plants were kept for 8 hours to determine the amount of the phosphate being depleted by plants. And finally, after 3 weeks, plants were harvested to determine the dry weight and the phosphate concentration in the root and shoot tissue. And here is the visual assessment for the shoot and the root health growth of the wild-type pallers. And here, the right side picture was the split root I used. And instead of using the split root, I have also used a control system without supplying the split root system to compile the growth response of 2 body genotypes, the wild type and the mutant. And for the control system, I have used either sufficient phosphate P1000, which means 1000 micromolar phosphate, and a 0 phosphate condition P0, which means 0 micromolar phosphate. And here is a result for the shoot growth parameters of 2 body genotypes grow in these 3 conditions. And here, the lowercase slider indicates the comparison among various phosphate concentration, and the uppercase slider indicates the comparison between 2 genotypes, the wild-type pallers and the mutant BRB. And for the shoot dry weight, we find that when we consider the phosphate concentration effect, when external phosphate was sufficient in the P1000 condition, the shoot dry weight was also grow much better than the other phosphate depleted condition P0 and TCP by CNS-P. And the wild type had significantly higher shoot dry weight than the mutant in the control system. But in our split root system, we didn't find any difference between the wild type and the mutant. And regarding the shoot P concentration, when external phosphate concentration was sufficient, we find that the internal shoot phosphate concentration was also the highest in the P1000 condition compared to the other 2 treatments. And interestingly, the mutant would have maintained a higher shoot P concentration than the wild type, except for our split root, when the wild type would had much higher shoot P concentration than the mutant. And here is the result for the shoot growth parameters. And when we consider the different phosphate treatment, we find that there is no significant difference between the phosphate treatment on the root dry weight growth, except for in the TCP cup when the phosphate concentration was kept at a low phosphate concentration, the wild type produced much higher shoot root dry weight than the mutant. And for the root P concentration, except for the phosphate concentration on the treatment effect, we didn't find any genotypic effect on the root P concentration. And these 2 figures was a result for the shoot health parameter growth of the wild type and the phosphate uptake rate of the 2 genotypes. And if we if we look at the root health parameter growth, we find that the root health was highly regulated by external phosphate concentration. In P1000 condition, when phosphate was sufficient for plant to use, the root health length and root health density was the lower risk. However, when the external phosphate concentration get decreased in the P0 condition, both the root health length and density increased. And most importantly, we find that in the TCP condition, the root health length and density was even higher than P0 condition. And according to the literature review, this length and density of the root health was pretty much similar to the length and density of the root health of the plants grow in the soil condition. And for P uptake rate, we find the similar tendency as the external phosphate concentration decreased. The phosphate, when plants were transferred to a new measurement solution, the phosphate uptake rate gets increased. And in our split root system, applying the TCP by CNS minus P, the phosphate uptake rate was a higher risk for the wild type and the mutant. And also, if we compile the wild type and the mutant, we find that in the TCP by CNS minus P condition, when the wild type produce much proliferated root health, which means it has significantly higher root health length and density, the phosphorus uptake of the wild type was also significantly lower, higher than the mutant BRB. So in summarize, we find that in the traditional hydroponic system, if we use a soluble phosphate, either the external phosphate concentration is sufficient or insufficient, we didn't find any difference between the wild type and the mutant in phosphate uptake rate or root dry weight or phosphate concentration in the root. But however, if we use our fantastic split root system with TCP, create a low phosphate buffered solution, we find that the wild type would have a similar root health response as in the soil condition, and it also, the wild type also have a greater phosphate uptake rate and maintain the higher shoot peak concentration. So this study has suggested that this system may be useful in the future to study the root health parameters of the plants in this hydroponic system. And because if we use the soil condition, maybe we have to worry more about the rhizosphere effect or the soil microbes. But if we use this hydroponic system to study this, we don't need to worry about these kind of factors. So that's pretty much my presentation today. I'm now taking any questions. Actually, the question is that have we used other plant species to grow in this hydroponics? You mean the concentration of the phosphorus? Okay. So the question is that if we change other parameters, which may affect the solubility of the phosphate. Actually, we have also tried to use in the TCP tricalcium phosphate side, we also use calcium chloride. Because when we modulate the concentration of the calcium chloride, it can affect the solubility of the phosphate. Because if we had more calcium ions in the solution, the solubility of the TCP would get decreased. So I think this can come out with another small experiment to figure out those factors which may affect the solubility of the TCP. So right now I can say one is the calcium ions and another one is the pH of this solution. Thank you. Thank you.